personalized it for myself as well. Mine reads, "My name is Michelle Anthony. I am the chosen and adopted daughter of the Most High King. I am the heir to an eternal inheritance waiting for me in heaven. I have been bought and completely paid for by the perfect sacrifice of Christ's own blood, and I'm sealed throughout all eternity by God's Holy Spirit. Don't mess with me." This is the confidence I wanted my kids to have. I wanted these words of truth to run through their heads. I'm a child. I've been bought. I've been chosen. I'm adopted. I'm an heir. My sin has been completely paid for. All of these things scream freedom. I put this statement on the wall next to their beds, in their Bibles, in their lunches, so that they would remember who they were when the enemy tried to seduce them to believe otherwise. Prowling, roaring lion. The enemy will seduce our children. He will offer them a multitude of counterfeit identities. He will lie to them, deceive them, and rob them of their true identity if he can. He wants nothing more than to destroy them. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking for someone to devour." As a parent, I want to protect my child at all costs, but I lose sight of this enemy at times. I lose sight that the real enemy of my children's hearts and souls is a powerful evil that preys on them. With trickery and distortion, he promises everything and gives nothing but pain, regret, and bondage. It is interesting to me that the Apostle Paul begins his letter to the church in Ephesus by proclaiming their identity in Christ, and then ends his letter in chapter 6 with the recognition that Satan himself will seek to not only thwart that identity, but destroy it. Verses 10 through 12 say, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Paul knew, as assuredly as Christ came to give us his truth and his character, that Satan would come to steal those very things from us. The Bible tells us that our enemy, the devil, began his treachery against humanity in the garden by deceiving Eve, and that his final act in this world will be when he is unleashed to deceive the nations. His favorite tool is deception. Of course,